How could anyone not get off to the idea of removing this little girl's clothes and licking her tiny body all over, nibbling her neck and kissing her adorable little nipples? Only a heartless monster would deny me the pleasure of having your cock in my girlish little mouth and having my tongue wrapped around it, slick with my saliva as it pumps in and out of my mouth until it erupts, coming more than my little throat could swallow. The idea of your thick, viscous semen overflowing, dribbling down my chin, over my flat chest, my tiny hands scooping it all up and watching me just suck it off of my fingertips is just ecstasy. I'm thinking of you spreading my smooth, slender thighs, cock poised right at the entrance to my pure, tight, virginal little cunt, thrusting in deep as a whimper escapes my lips, still slippery with your cum, while my small little body shudders from having my cherry popped in one quick stroke. I'm already nearly coming at how you'd get even more excited as you lean over me, listening to my quickening breath, my girlish moans and gasps while you hasten your strokes, my sweet breath warm and moist in your face, my flat chest shining with a sheen of fresh sweat, rising and falling rapidly to meet yours. It is truly nasty how you run your hands all over my tiny little body while you violate me, feeling my nipples hardening against your tongue as you lick my chest, my neck, and my armpits, savoring the scent of my skin and sweat while I tremble from the stimulation. And as I reach my climax, hearing me cry out softly as I have my first orgasm, pulsing violently as an intense amount of hot, thick, sticky cum spurts forth and floods through my deflowered little cunt for the first time, filling my womb only to spill out of squelch. And as you lie atop my flushed body, I sigh breathlessly, and my fingers dig into your back as I feel your cock hardening inside me once again. You're all the fantasy I need. Deflower me again.